The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 5th, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
In the country known as Kanya Kubja, there was a Brahmana of the name Ajamyo. Later on, he married a kept maidservant, a prostitute. On account of the association with the low-class woman, he lost all his brahminical qualities.
This is the history. Yesterday, we talked itihasa udaharantim. Atra udaharantim imam itihasam puratam. This Karnakubja, Karnakubja dijakaschet asit dasi pati ajamila namna nasta sadacha. Dasya samsadga duji. Karnakubja is still there. It is now known as Kanauj. Within the division of Kanpur. It is very old city, resided by Brahmins especially. Still, in that city, the most inhabitants are Brahmins, just like Nadia, Navadvip. It was formerly, even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, inhabited by Brahmins, learned scholars. So similarly, in northern India, this place, Kanauj, since very long, long time, it is a very celebrated place. Now this place is very much famous for manufacturing perfumes, rose water, scented autos like that. So anyway, it is history. Long, long ago, there was a Brahmin, Dvija. Dvija means twice born. First birth by the father and mother. That kind of birth is obtainable by any person, man or animal. As soon as you take birth, there must be father and mother. Without father and mother, there is no question of birth. Therefore, in the human society, they do not take this birth as very important. We are very much proud of becoming American or Indian on account of birth. But according to the Vedic civilization, simply the birth by father and mother is not very important. There must be second birth, dija. Di means second, and jo means birth. So according to the Vedic civilization, a human being must be trained up to become dvija or take his birth second. This is human civilization. Sanskarat bhavit dvija. Janmana jayate shudra. Simply by ordinary birth, by father and mother, it is Shudra. But the civilization is how a Shudra or less than Shudra can be elevated to the position of a Brahmana. That is civilization. So, as I was explaining yesterday, that if you keep people fourth class men, then That is not advancement of civilization. Attempt should be made. How a fourth-class man can be raised to the first-class position by culture and education. So this Ajami, he was trained up by his parents to be a qualified brahmana. What is that qualified brahmana? You have heard many times. Sama, Dama, Sattam, Savucam, Arjabam, Titiksya, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma Dharma Sabhava. These qualities should be developed. First of all, Sama. Sama means equilibrium in the mental position. Mind is never disturbed. There are so many causes of the mind being disturbed. When the mind is not disturbed, that is called Sama. Guru na vidukhena na vicharlati. That is perfection of yoga. Janglabhya chaparanglabhang mannate nadhikam tatah jasmin sthite guru napi dukhena na vicharlati. This is training. Mind is very flickering. Even 5,000 years ago, when Arjuna was advised by Krishna that you make your restless mind fixed up, he frankly said, Krishna, it is not possible. Chanchala himana Krishna, pramathi balabandhiram. I see my mind is always very much agitated, and to control the mind is exactly an attempt to stop the wind. So it is not possible. But actually his mind was fixed up in Krishna. So those who mind have been fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna, they have conquered. Their mind is fixed up. That is wanted. Sabai mana Krishna padara vindayo vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānu varṇana. These are the qualifications of Maharaj Ambarish. He was very responsible emperor, but his mind was fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is what. So this is Brahminical qualification to practice how to fix up the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. And that is the perfection of yoga. Yoga means not to show some magical feats, no. Real perfection of yoga means to fix up the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the last conclusion of this yoga chapter, sixth chapter. Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati juma sami juktatamavata. That was encouraging to Arjuna, because Arjuna thought, then I am useless, I cannot fix up. But his mind was already fixed up. Therefore, Krishna encouraged him, don't be discouraged. Anyone whose mind is already fixed up in me, always, he is the first class. Topmost yogi. Therefore, we should be always thinking of Krishna. That is Hare Krishna. If you chant Hare Krishna, that means your mind is fixed up in Krishna. That is the perfection of yoga. So to become a Brahmin, this is the first qualification, to keep the mind fixed up. Not being agitated. Sama. And when your mind is fixed up, then your senses will be controlled. If you fix up your mind, that I shall simply chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam, no more business, then the senses will be controlled automatically. Tāramadde jūbhāvati lobhamāya sudurmati. So these are the different stages. How to become a brahmin? Sama, dama, then sattam, truthful. Truthful means, in one sense, ordinary truthful. But real truthful means to know the absolute truth. Absolute. So that absolute truth, who is absolute truth? Krishna. We are searching after truth. What is the truth? What is the relative truth? But when you come to Krishna, that is absolute. Sarva-kāraṇa-kāraṇa. This is truth. Then, what is the cause of this truth? This is the niti-niti. So, when you come to Krishna, so above Him, there is no more truth. Krishna has no cause, but He is the cause of everything. Sarva-kāraṇa-kāraṇa. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi. He has no, people ask generally that everything has cause. What is the cause of Krishna? The answer is Anadi. He has no cause. That is God. Anadi, Adi. He is the cause of everything. Anadi, Radi, Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. So, if our mind is fixed up in Krishna, then naturally the senses will be controlled. If we fix up our mind that we shall not do anything, dhiravrata, bhajanti mang dhiravrata, this is determination, that I shall have nothing to do without Krishna, then you are first class yogi, dija, brahman, everything. So these are the qualifications of not dija. Dija is primary qualification of becoming a brahman. Sanskarat bhavadija. By sanskar, by the reformatory process, one is initiated, that is called dija, dritiya janma. The spiritual master is the father and the Vedic knowledge is the mother. This is called dija. Ditya janma, second birth. So after being dija, when the spiritual master sees that he is acquired sadachar. Sadachar means these four things. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Taking bath thrice, rising early, these are called sadhacha. These are brahminical qualifications. So this Ajamil was very nicely trained up, born of a Brahmin father, and his father trained up. But unfortunately, when he was young man, he was passing through the road, he saw one Shudra is embracing another Shudrani or prostitute. Now it is very common affair all over the world. A man is embracing, kissing. But this was not allowed in gentleman society. The Shudra, the fourth class man, they used to do that. Sometimes, not always. So he was a young man. Naturally, when he saw that a young Shudra is embracing another young girl, Shudrani, and she is not properly dressed, she became attracted. He became attracted. And they were drunk. See, in this way, he fell a victim of that prostitute. He liked that prostitute, and later on he remained with her, and he had very good wife, very respectable family, Brahmin, but he forgot everything. Therefore it is said, nasta sadācāra. He lost all Brahminical qualifications. You are so much trained up, and still, by seeing the sex behavior of a Sudra and Sudrani, he fell down long years ago. Now these things are very common affair. How the young man can be saved? It is very difficult. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given one panacea, chant Hare Krishna. That can save you. Otherwise it is very difficult. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalau Nasti Iva Nasti Iva. By practicing the tapasya and yoga, nothing will help you. Because the age is very fallen. Especially mentioned Kalau Nasti Iva, Nasti Iva, Nasti Iva Kadirandata. Otherwise one cannot. So he lost all sadāchāra. Kānukubje dhija kaschit. Kaschit, kaschit means someone. Every Brahman was very elevated. One, somebody, kaschit. Kaschit dāsipati. And why he fell down? Because he married one maidservant, prostitute. The prostitute class you will find in the history of India, but they are a class, a low-class woman. Otherwise, in gentleman class or higher class, namely the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, it is not possible to mix freely. That is not possible. They still, in respectable families, the young girls, they are not allowed to go out, not to mix with any. They, first young man is her husband, when the father, mother selects, then this is the process. So, prostitution was existent. Now I do not know what is the position, but in the low class, dāsipati, maidservant, sweepa, maidservant, one could mix and have the advantage of prostitution in the lower class, not in the higher class. So therefore it is stated that kachi dāsipati, dāsipati, not the married wife, but dāsipati, a maidservant. And his name was Ajāmila. Dāsipati Ajāmila, nāmna. So, what was his condition? Nasta sadācāra. He had no, he lost all the sadācāra. Sadācāra, these are the sadācāra. To rise early in the morning, to take bath, attend Mangalārati, chant Hare Krishna mantra, read books, Vedic literature, and then prasādam, always. Some prescribed duty for Krishna consciousness. That is called sadācāra. So, Ajāmila, on account of this association of this prostitute, he lost all good qualities, sadācāra, and then he took all abominable professional for earning money. That will be described next part. Thank you very much.